and to myself did make my moan when thinking on my dear. At last an echo mocked me as I along did go, and cried, "Will she be kind to me?" The echo cried, "No, no." "Ah, fairest nymph," said I, "and bid the babbling echo cease. Oh, let me of my woe be rid, that comforts may increase. Your cruelty is death indeed, if once more you deny. Tell me indeed, now must I bleed?" the echo cried, "I. "My chains I do not grudge, since you did put my fetters on. Must I, whose love is pure and true, be by my love undone? I'll drag them all the world about, like Icarus I will fly. Tell me, wilt thee so cruel be?" the echo cried, "I. "Then farewell, cruel nymph, farewell, forevermore adieu. I that all others do excel must perish now by you. If through the world a pilgrimage I for thy sake should go, dear, wouldst thou then love me again?" the echo cried, "No, no. How dearly have I loved thee, how constant have I been. To sleep without I dream of thee, I reckoned was no sin. But yet your cruel last command I'll instantly pursue, and then again to raise my pain," the echo cried, "do. And ever as I walked, I wept, for thee I daily prayed. And ever in my thoughts I kept that beauteous, lovely maid. Why should I not enjoy, my dear, whom I have loved so? But presently, with short reply, the echo cried, "No, no." And from the other side of the brook, just by a spreading oak, not fearing I should be mistook, I guessed the echo spoke. As silent as the sable night, which me surprised so, I sighed again, "Oh, is my pain?" the echo cried, "No, no." A nymph that sat beneath a shade and heard what I did speak, "O shepherd," then aloud she cried, "sighs seldom hearts to break. Your shepherdess is kind enough, if you can think her so. Then cure," said I, "my malady," the echo cried, "No, no. Go, faithless shepherd, once again I now do set you free. Deliver but to me my chain, I'll grant your liberty." With that she slew herself, and then the tears dropped from mine eye. "Oh, must I be undone by thee?" the echo cried, "I. I knew that lovely noise, and yet dare scarce upon her look. I to the river's brink did get, and straight jumped o'er the brook. Am I that cruel nymph," she said, "that caused your malady?" Like one half dead, I answered, with aching heart, "I. I closed her then within my arms, embracing her withal, till from her eye the crystal charms upon my cheek did fall. "Oh, cruel eyes," said she, "that do betray your mistress so." And then said I, "Still must I die?" she kissing cried, "No, no.